This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, y'all. My good friend, been at this together for decades now, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in his new studio. It's just always good to see you, my friend. So good to
see
you.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, this is actually the first time our new studio here, we've actually worked out a lot of bugs and so on. So I think we finally have it working for the first time joining you. Like, I've joined other shows and I looked like a smurf. It was all blue and everything was wrong, but this is the first show where it's actually working. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're looking great. And I know you're out there doing all the things that we'd like to be able to do as well in terms of survivability, the skills you've developed and helped to teach others, you know, and I do whatever I can. And I'm just saying this because wherever anybody is right now, I don't want you to look at all the things you don't know. Be glad for the things you do know and just one thing at a time, you know, add it in and be prepared for things to change. That's the nature of life itself.
Right. Yeah, for sure. We have to be resilient. We have to adapt to what's happening because, you know, it's changing by the day. I kind of feel sorry for people who aren't tuned into alternative media because they're lost. They don't understand what's happening. And so everything seems random to them. They see the world as like all these spontaneous, quote, accidents. Gosh, you know, another food plant went up in flames. Hmm. Gee, what a horribly unlucky year. You know, like they don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
So, well, we try to help people make sense of it and navigate it. And thank you, Robert, for what you do. We really appreciate you.
Well, I'm hitting the road a little bit with our good friend Jonathan Emor as he's running for the United States Senate
awesome.
In Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine. And, you know, he's a man, he's got off the record, I've said it, he can acknowledge it. Ron Paul is going to endorse him. And Ron Paul doesn't endorse many people, as you know.
That's true, yeah.
And to have someone of that stature that knows freedom in the Constitution is so rare. Also someone who won't or can't be bought. Another thing I like to bring up, because we love people of integrity, they're few and far between. But when you find them, you want to do whatever you can to help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all in with Jonathan Emord, and we've got him scheduled to come on as a guest, too. And we want to do everything we can to help him fundraise and get elected. And, you know, it's an enormous effort because the machine, the Tim Kaine machine, is the Democrat machine that can bring national resources to a local race.
It's a Soros money. I mean, it's just how much money they throw at it. He can't win on the merits, Tim Kaine. He's got to run away from his record now. Because even, I think, more Democrats than they'll like to admit don't like what the Democrats did during COVID, most of them. Except
yeah, that's right. Yeah. This is why a lot of people are walking away from the Democrat Party. And also, you know, Biden's not popular at all in real polls, even with Democrats. Most Democrats don't want him to run. And they're suffering, you know, horribly under his policies with food inflation, fuel inflation, and, you know, open borders policies and all the rest of it. It's we're really seeing the destruction of our society today. But it's not hopeless. You know, we can turn it around. And that's what you and I work to do every single day.
Yeah. And I just had an interview with someone talking about water rights and how even, you know, in Utah, a Republican state, Republicans can become corrupt just like Democrats in California. They run the state.
Sure.
And they can do good things, but they can be a lot of other, you know, corruption that occurs, and the people are waking up to see that. It's not good to be nice to tyrants because all you get is more tyranny.
Sometimes
you have to be belligerent in defense of your freedom. And we've gone to sleep on it because we've had it good in our life, Mike, in a lot of ways. I mean, I've had challenges, you've had challenges, but at the same time, I was just reminiscing with my wife about the 80s when we were young, how we look back and we're like, man, that was a great time. At the same time, we're like, is it nuclear war? But overall, we're like, man, if we could have the 80s again.
Hey, wait a second. You mentioned the 80s. Hold on. Hey, guys. Bring me that Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I heard you were doing the Rubik's Cube on the air the other day.
Yeah, I'm solving it now pretty quickly. Just toss it.
It hurts my brain to think about having to think about how to solve that so quickly.
All right, bring back the 80s. Here it is, right here.
That's nice. That's
good times.
Yeah. Just think about all that we're dealing with. They're super, Don.
I got to trump your Rubik's Cube. I've got the original.
Oh, you got the original. Oh, man, that is too awesome. Okay, I'm going to have to bring in a Blockbuster rental of VHS tape just to one-up you on the 80s.
All right. Sorry. I'll let you get back to it.
It's okay. No, look, we got to lighten it up, too, in the midst of the intensity. Now, I'm not pretending that Jonathan Ebord in the U.S. Senate would change everything any more than if Ron Paul were president could. But each little bit, the ability to communicate things from the heart, the passion that we share, will impact those that there are people that are on the fence. Their hearts have been hardened. We did, by the way, Mike just released, and it's not gone into wide release, just private showings, documentary film Utah Safe and Effective that I was in promoting, and interviewing a lot of injuries due to the COVID jabs, trying to reach the hearts that have been hardened of even the Republican dominated legislature and governor, if you will, in Utah. And we're just thinking about how to get that word out. So the people who are on the fence about taking another booster, we might be able to save some lives here with this kind of information getting out.
Yeah, that's why it's critical. I mean, people can make a better choice at any time in this process. And really where you and I meet people is when they are ready to do something different and have a better outcome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love it. In your last show that you were doing, I saw, you know, your photos there, 500 sessions in the gym.
Workout, yeah.
Looking awesome, Robert. Yeah. I love the fact that you take care of yourself like that as well. It's not just nutrition.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, awesome. It's also fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask you, is that strength training? Is it striking?
It's a kickboxing gym that allows you to do 9 different rounds of different sequences, whether it be part of it is combat, right, training as well. So you're actually physically doing things. Obviously, you're wearing pads, but it's been a great sessions for me to learn how to utilize my body in defense as well, but also to have, you know, for people that are afraid of working out because it gets routine and boring, I've appreciated what I've gotten at that gym. I never get bored. It's always different. So mixing it up is important. Not doing the same thing over and over because everybody would get bored at a certain point. And so for me, it's a little bit everything.
I'm right there with you. I love what you're doing. And I train here in Texas. I train in jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And jiu-jitsu, it's kind of like the Rubik's Cube at a physical level. You're trying to solve a physical problem in three-dimensional space with an opponent. And, you know, you have the limbs and the joints that only move a certain way. And how do you escape? How do you lock in? How do you maneuver? How do you get out from underneath, you know, a trap of some kind? And same thing with striking, right? So you have to understand anatomy and physiology and mechanics, plus then, you know, have the physical capability to do it. It's a puzzle. It's a fascinating puzzle. Like you said, it never gets boring.
And you know, it's about training the body. I couldn't do what I do today 3 years ago. So when I started, I couldn't kick. You know, I did boxing fitness for years before that, but I never kicked. And suddenly now, you know, I'm doing these wild roundhouses, things like, I'm not falling down doing them, but it didn't happen overnight. I was willing to be awkward and silly because I'm a goofball at heart. And even in the midst of this training, I don't take myself too seriously. Like I'm the macho guy. I like to have fun. I like to make people laugh in the midst of all of this.
Totally.
I'm working out with all kinds of different people and I'm trying to impact on them that it's not just about what they're doing in the gym. When you go out of here and you drink those, you know, those artificial sodas and go to the drive-thrus, you're kind of crushing all of the great stuff you're doing and you can do so much better. And I see my mom at 89 as I talk about her. You know, she's amazing. She's alive today considering the journey she's been on in her life, but because she's adopted these principles as well, she's come through a lot. She's still standing and now dancing again.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You have to ease into it. And that's true with nutrition or recipes or smoothies or whatever. You know, I always have my smoothie here in the studio. This is what's left of today's smoothie. But, you know, you can't just jump into that on day one. you know, you'll think, oh, that tastes crazy. But, I mean, at this point, it's super delicious to me. You know, avocados and bananas and turmeric and flax and whey protein and whatever else. You got to ease into it. But, you know, just a little bit each and every day, whether it's your food or your workouts or even just training your brain, having more knowledge, having more flexibility, cognitive flexibility.
Yeah.
And so that's why sometimes, you know, we want to red pill people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a curve. Like, you can't just yank somebody out of the matrix all mm-hmm. in one day. They freak out. They lose it. You know, they're like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? You have to red pill them a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then, and you do feel by it being an example. You know, that's the point of, like, you living the way you live, the way I live. And that's why, you know, that great respect I have for you is that, you know, when we connected, it was not convenient per se. It was like, hey, there's another guy that's actually seeing it, talking about it, and doing it. And, yeah. you know, I'm in the gym, you know, people are seeing, it's like, okay, at 57, I can't keep up with you. How is that? Why is that? They begin to ask questions. And, you know, I joked, we talked about this when we were together in Austin a few months back, how, you know, I'm, as you monitor the heart rate, and I'm like doing these intense workouts, I'm barely in the green zone, and yellow zone is optimal, but all of these people younger than me doing what I'm doing or less, they're in this red zone. And so that's that cardio miracle thing, nitric oxide stuff. But we learn and we apply and we can help others to do better as well as they're ready. Now, I'm going to beat them over the head with what I do, but when they're ready, they approach us.
Yeah, no, I've had the same experience, like training, and then I'll have young guys come in their 20s and they'll be out of breath in no time. And I come to find out, well, because they're living on junk food, processed food, no nutrition.
Yeah.
So, you know, fitness can occur at any age. Nutrition can occur at any age. And you, Robert, because, you know, you're so lean and your cardiovascular efficiency is very, very high. You and your blood carries a tremendous amount of oxygen because of your nutritional habits. So you're kind of like the lean, mean kickboxing machine. You know, it's going to be hard for people to keep up with you.
No, but it's fun to be, you know, not just to, you know, make people feel bad. It's the opposite, because I remind people, just like you've had challenges in your life, the illnesses I carried the first 24 years of my life, where I had what I would consider old age diseases, rheumatism, rheumatic diseases, inflammation of the skeletal system, horrible right. digestion, skin conditions, respiratory ailments, allergies. I'm like, you don't see that. If you just meet me now, you have no idea. But why do I do what I do? Why am I so excited to show this? It isn't about bragging. It's about, look, if you were as ill as I was at that age and you can do this, you're going to be excited to share that and how it happens, how you can do it too. And so for me, it's an inspiring journey. You know, when people have told me, like mentors for me over the years, but the homeopath I trained with for over 10 years, and he was on death's door in his 40s. And I'm like, dude, if he was on the death door in the 40s, I'm starting my 20s. Maybe there's hope for me.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You seem to put them to the test.
What's so freaky about what's happening right now is hearing about all these people dying who are way younger than you and I are. Mm-hmm. People dying in their 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, many of them from the spike protein, right? Myocarditis, you know, sudden heart attacks and so on.
Yeah.
But that goes along with everything that we teach and talk about too, because if the quality of your blood is already improved from nutrition, you know, healthy oils, right? Avoiding trans fatty acids, avoiding partially hydrogenated garbage oils and seed oils and all that stuff. If you have healthy oils and healthier blood in the first place, your blood can handle more of an insult of, let's say, you know, shedding from a vaccinated person or more spike protein. Or if you had to get, or if you chose to get vaccinated, let's say to stay in the military or something, you have a much better chance of being able to handle that versus someone who's living on toxic junk foods and you know, processed seed oils and canola, corn, soy, and all that garbage, cotton seed oil. So huge difference.
Withstanding the assault, right? And that is, you know, the ability to deal with adversity and adapt to survive it and get back to understanding that the basic principles of functionality involve this body, this temple that we're given while we're here. And as we, I know you and I, we could be talking about anything right now and we'll have a good time. And a lot of these subjects that people are like, well, why didn't you ask Mike about this? Like, well, I'm so interested in how we can be alive and around to talk about those things too. But if we don't care for this body, anything that you find interesting is like, it's going to be interesting at a distance because you won't be able to engage in it. If you're concerned about the things we're concerned about, you want to do something about it. If you're not doing the most basic things to care for yourself, there's going to be a point in time sooner maybe that rather than later that you won't be able to function at all. You'll be relying on tubes to your body if there is even a medical system to support you at that point for those things you didn't know.
Hey, totally. Have you seen my dog, Robert?
I've heard your dog while my wife's listening to your podcast. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, you want to see him?
I think he'll
come up.
Yeah?
Hey, Rhodey, come up. Yeah, come on up. Here he is.
Look at that beauty.
Yeah, this is Rhodey. Good boy, Rhodey. How you doing? It's now, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Rhodey. Wasn't this dog trained to be something different than a loving kind of pal?
Yeah, he's a hardcore military police dog from Europe, and the German police were about to buy him because he's one of these like real high end performers. Wow. He comes from like a lineage of top award winners in this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called. It's like a Dutch competition that's very practical. And there he goes. He's like a canine version of a Navy SEAL. Part of the training is he has to swim across channels of water and he has to fetch things and drag them out of the water. And so I call him a self-shampooing dog because I just put soap on his back and rub it in, and I throw sticks into the pond, you know, until he rinses off completely. It's awesome.
Dog car wash, automatic.
Yeah, it's an automatic dog wash. And then he hangs out in the studio, and occasionally when I'm doing things, like, I have, check this out. He was looking at this earlier. I'm about to do a segment on this. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah. Thanks for the cat. This is called Euler's disc, this demonstrates. You know, it's a physics teaching tool to teach a conservation of momentum and everything.
Very cool.
Hey, Rhodey, come on. And he thinks this is the craziest thing. He's like watching this disc, freaking out. Yeah,
what's going on? I'm not trained for this. What do I do?
Yeah, he's like, what is it, Rhodey? Yeah, good boy. What is that? What is it?
Oh, that's horrible. He's like, I don't know what to do. Do I eat it?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it keeps going. I mean, you know, it goes for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's just a teaching tool. But he likes to look at it, and he's like, what is that? I'm so mesmerized.
I'm not sure what to do with that. So how is it that you're taking oh, look at that. How do you take an animal trained intensely like that and make it your pal? How do you gain trust of an animal like that that's already grown and trained?
Well, actually, so I had to go through about a week of training with the people that train dogs like this.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. And actually, I was the foster parent of this dog because they said, you know, not everybody can handle a very strong, intact, male, large Belgian Malinois like this that's kind of aggressive and has his own thoughts and ways of doing things. And they had to check me out to see if I could handle him appropriately. Yeah. And after a few days of training, and then I got him for like a couple of months and worked with him every day. And it turns out, he and I actually get along very well. And then I've trained him to jump over really tall obstacles and things now.
Wow.
But every time he jumps over something, he wants to bite something. He's like, this must be part of the, you know, prisoner transport training or whatever.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News update. President Biden says the debt ceiling and the budget are two separate items and should be treated that way. In an interview on MSNBC, the president said the debt ceiling should be raised with no ties to the budget.
Not a single solitary Congress has ever reneged on a debt. The debt is not a debt that I accumulated. The debt is not a debt that occurred over the last several years. It's 200 years, the debt. 200 years.
Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to the budget they passed last week. Eight people were killed, seven others injured in a shooting at an outlet mall near Dallas. The suspect, who was wearing body armor and carrying a rifle, was shot and killed by police. Overnight, police searched the home the gunman shared with his parents. We're going to have a better read on the nation's economy this week after several reports are released. The Consumer Price Index comes out on Wednesday, Producer Price Index Thursday, then on Friday, consumer sentiment data will be released. John Schaefer, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Because he's actually trained to help guard prisoners when they're being transported by police, believe it or not. So he's like, he's always in combat mode, and I have to kind of back him off of that. But it's great. I have, so effectively, I have extra security here in the studio. You know, in addition to my firearms, I've got I got Rhodey, so works out pretty well.
I hear you had to take out a rattlesnake recently.
Yeah, you heard that? I did. Yeah, that was last night. A couple of my dogs, surrounded this rattlesnake, and it was a very large one. you know, their rattles can be quite loud.
Yeah.
And my dogs are freaking out, so I pulled the dogs off of them. Fortunately, they were smart enough to keep their distance, you know, and I had to shoot this rattlesnake. And I just realized, oh, you know, dang it, we're in snake season again.
Yeah.
It's like the winter in Texas is great because there's no snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then around this time, not only is it the rattlesnakes, but then it's the rat snakes. So they're going to go after all our backyard chicken eggs.
Right.
So I'm going to start catching snakes.
Well, yes, yeah, the wilderness living, but this is part and parcel of the history of humanity up until more recently, you know, and that's part of the, you know, collapse if they succeed in separating us by those who are willing to go into digital prisons and those who are willing to resist and go back and connect with the natural world.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and by the way, Robert, I want to thank you for giving me that gold back that one day.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool because, you know, I interviewed Jeremy and I love the gold backs and we might be doing more interviews with him and figuring out how we can help publicize it. But the gold backs, I think, are such a great concept and, mm-hmm. you know, real gold in, you know, quote money or bills or whatever you want to call it. Gold and silver is where it's at, man.
Yeah.
And I notice you're wearing an AR-15 We the People t-shirt.
Yes, yes.
Too.
And despite Biden trying to say it's an assault weapon, it's a defensive weapon, y'all. You know
yes.
what I mean? And there's no definition for an assault weapon in the Constitution to ban it, much less any. But and I think that we talk about gold, silver, lead, that kind of thing. Of course, you made my son work really hard after you interviewed Jeremy Corden from Goldback.
He
was dipping out everywhere. It was crazy. I warned him. I said, you know, Mike's going to talk about this. Look out, which was I'm grateful that he did because, you know, part of the problem with even as we perceive gold and silver to be superior to paper printed, you know, out of thin air, backed by nothing, really. There's always been the history of bankers that realize people don't take those so-called certificates or notes and cash them in for the actual gold they used to represent or silver. And so in fractional reserve banking, they say, hey, you know what? We can loan out more than we have because no one ever comes until the bank run happens. And so this solved that technologically, but also not technologically. The technology is that they can fractionate gold down to a level which you couldn't feasibly do and hold on to it without losing it in that.
Yeah.
And then instead of having it represent gold held by somebody you have to trust in a vault somewhere, you actually have it and use it and spend it like you normally do with silver coins. And so you make gold spendable for everyday items.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And now the technology is there to produce this and, you know, make it in a way that's very difficult to near impossible to counterfeit, which is always another issue as well.
Well, I'm going to be handing them out as tips and things like that. I'm acquiring some from Jeremy and I plan to like places where I eat or wherever, you know, give them a green cash tip. But then on top of that, hey, here's one 1/1000th of an ounce of gold.
Yeah.
Just to show that, hey, okay, here's fake money, which is your regular greenback tip. Mm-hmm. And then here's real money and learn about this. Like, check this out. Go learn about it because, and hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's real value, a real asset. So I just like to spread the idea, just like you did with me. You gave me one. I'm going to give them to other people. So talk about, you know, paying it forward. It all started with you doing it.
Well, and people light up when you do that. I'm telling you, every time this has happened, my son is doing this always as well. It's like you look at people holding it, and they're like, this is gold. Yes, this is really gold. They're like,
right.
Their eyes get big. It's like something shifts in them about that. And, of course, we mentioned the digital ID, digital currency, central bank digital currency. If they want to eliminate cash, and of course the cash you carry, if it's a Federal Reserve note, is going to be valueless, even though right now you can exchange it for stuff. The idea is to practice now, not when you have to begin exchanges.
Exactly.
Like I go to the local Ace Hardware, and if I want to buy nuts and bolts or anything, I can spend gold backs.
And can you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's legal tender. About five, you know, because they're independently owned, even though they're a large corporation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can't go to like Walmart and do it. But
no.
Family-owned businesses, mom-and-pop stores, as well as, like, independent, you know, franchises can decide. Like, the gym I go to, we talked about that. Guess what? I pay my monthly membership in gold backs.
That's cool.
She's thrilled. It's like, I get paid in gold? Yes.
Yeah, right.
It changes behavior now while we still have an opportunity to do it before we need to, per se.
And it lets them have a source of value that doesn't lose 2% every month, which is what's happening to the dollar.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they call it inflation, but it's really currency devaluation, as you know. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. I mean, ever. The dollar is going to collapse before inflation is solved. It's just going to be.
So we have ability to stabilize local communities, and I know there's a lot of innovation. If you have junk silver, you have the ability to exchange in that way too for everyday items. You know, with the inflation on food, eggs become valuable in terms of currency for some too. But the idea with the gold backs, which is brilliant, is to make something we're used to doing, little notes or pieces of semi, you know, things like that size, exchanging them for things. So it's not radical departure other than what you're using. And people go, I understand that. And, right. Oh, it's gold. So it's something I'm encouraging people not to buy, to hoard, to collect, even though they're beautiful and people do collect them. But the idea is to just change your environment and your localist community and begin to exchange with people.
And let me point out, the best thing about goldbacks is you can't lose your password.
Right.
There's no password. It's physically in your possession. You have the element of gold, the atoms of gold. Whereas if you have an online wallet, you can lose your password, or you can be locked out. Or you could lose the device that you use to access it. You know, they want to do, you know, like central bank digital currencies with mobile phones. Well, what happens if your phone gets stolen? You lose your phone, or you lost your password, or, you know, your fingerprint. They're going to want your iris scan, your fingerprint, an anal swab. Who knows what they're going to want out of your phone? It's like stick it down your pants. That's your password. Really? No. No, thank you. How about let's just do something that's got real gold and silver in it. And it's as good as gold because it is gold.
Yeah, the vulnerabilities that you describe in terms of digital currencies and even those that are in the crypto. And look, I'm a freedom guy. If you think that's going to survive everything, that's fine. I have a little bit more pragmatic in terms of the history of humanity and where we always end up. And we are deceived by thinking technology can solve everything. It's a great tool.
Exactly.
But if you fully rely on it, you are so vulnerable. Moving forward. And we know with the digital identification, that's why, you know, pushing back on real ID. That's why I never numbered my kids, you know, with social security numbers. And yet we were able to push back on the government based on religious freedom grounds, and they have passports without them. And so these are the ideas that seemingly are foreign to many because we just go along to get along. We do what everybody has done. And I'm not wired that way. God bless my mom. I love her because she's always been a freedom lady. Surviving a lot. She survived, you know, the transition from Palestine to Israel. She saw the war was in Vietnam. So she's seen a lot. And it impacted on me and my view of freedom and how precious it is to fight for it, you know, stand up and not go down the road everybody goes just because everybody goes down that road.
Absolutely. Well, that's what makes you just rocking Robert Scott Bell, you know, and also a part-time kickboxer. Let's see, full-time ass kicker, part-time kickboxer. Yeah, that's Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, and for those of you who don't know, Brighteon.tv, we are on our second hour on Monday show. We're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, but, you know, that was all we could fit in, apparently. So anytime there's more, we'll do more. But we love being on that segment with you guys as well because your team is doing such great work there.
Well, we love having you on, Robert. I honor your work and everything that you stand for and what you've been teaching people now. For I don't know even how long we've known each other, a couple of decades at this point. You've done amazing work this whole time. We'd love to have you on the network. We're continuing to make investments in our platform, Brighteon.tv, Brighteon.com. It's just going to continue to get bigger and better with more and more audience. So spread the word, folks. Robert Scott Bell on Brighteon.tv, in addition to, you know, your own show, your own site, your own other platforms as well. Whatever you're doing, Robert, we support it.
Well, I appreciate you, Mike, and it's so good to have you in on this journey in this lifetime. You know, you've been one of the highlights as we've journeyed on so many, wild adventures.
And yeah, you know, true.
Yeah, and coming back and seeing that you're still here, standing strong, and continuing. You know, not bowing to pressure ever. In fact, you know, when people pressure you to do the wrong thing, you're going to push back on them or just kind of go out the other way. And that's been fun to watch the development and growth. And I'm just glad we can be a little part of that too.
Well, happy to have you on our team and to join you here today. We appreciate you. And yeah, we're just innovating, building platforms. We got more surprises coming out later this year as well. Some really good stuff and one that's going to blow everybody's mind. I really can't drop hints about that one yet, but it'll be mind blowing. Your happy face guy back there in the infrared sauna, I think he's done.
Yeah, he's cooked. That's it. My wife put that there a while back to say, we just need smiling faces back there too.
Yeah.
It's a low.
His tongue is hanging out, I think. Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we're feeding him, but he's hungry or thirsty or something. But yeah, if you sweat enough, you gotta replenish. Yes. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, my good friend. It's good to chat about anything with you guys. And just like I said, the philosophy of what we do is a big part of what sets the stage for people. You know, why is it better to do what we do? You know, and our life, why are we doing it? It's not to impress you and pick up chicks. It's honestly to inspire you to live free, live your mission, your passion in life. And that's what I always get from you, Mike. And that's why it's so much fun to hang out whenever we can.
Well, you're always welcome. You make it to Texas. You come on in and join me in the studio here. We'll broadcast from here.
I'll look forward to that. I've got to see how I can get there. In the meantime, I'm going to be traveling the country a bit with Jonathan Emord this weekend, heading seventh in Arizona, of all places, Phoenix, Scottsdale. I know you know that area.
Yeah.
So I've got some events there. So we'll stay in touch. Anything you need, you let me know.
Okay. Thank you, Robert. God bless. Take care.
That's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and also on Brighteon.tv.
Well, that's Mike Adams, as you heard, and he doesn't have a lot of time to do interviews, so it's fun whenever we can catch up with him. And you guys are hopefully getting naturalnews.com email alerts, as well as Robert Scott Bell's show email alerts. And that is the newsletter that Super Don, when he has a moment, and he doesn't got many to go around, you just sign up over at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com, or text to this number, 22828. So in your text field, enter 22828 and send RSB, my initials, RSB, for Robert Scott Bell. And then you will be prompted to enter your email address, and we will be plugging you into all the great things happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back to wrap up hour one after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Scott Bell Show. Welcome back as we wrap up the first hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got questions of the day that come in from time to time, and y'all are missing it if you're not listening to our weekday show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5, etc., because it's plus factors, Monday through Friday as well, Eastern Time. Well, this question came in from Lori as a follow-up, and she was asking about something last week, and she said she had listened to some guy named Clayton Thomas. I don't know who he is, but she liked what he was saying, probably another podcast or something, similar to what we talk about, food, whole foods, natural ways to heal. But then he mentioned illnesses, Lori says, that have fungal origins, like candida, possibly cancer, etc. And then he says, not verbatim, according to Lori, that in the same breath they talk about fungus being bad, they also push mushrooms for treatment, different mushrooms for different issues. What is a mushroom? A fungus. Given the right environment, mushrooms can grow in your body, he said, and even your brain. So she says, I've been taking mushroom powder on and off for quite a while in smoothies. What the H do you want me to do? What do I do anymore? His wife, Dr. Ram, and he have a product called Roots. Oh, okay. So I think I know the reference here. I believe that it's current rave. Yeah. I'm thinking of sticking to the Not a Doc protocol, Silver and Cardio Miracle, which I've been using for a week now and believe in what it can do for me. Thanks for letting me vent. What say you about this fungus as a root cause of many diseases versus fungus mushrooms to help heal? Well, this is a great question. It is one of those dichotomies in reality that when you see cancer or end-stage diseases, you see fungal growth. And this is in humans, it's in animals, and we talk about the decay of, well, plant life. If you've got an old-growth forest and you've got one of the trees dies and it's on its side, you see it decaying and you see a lot of fungal growth in mushrooms. So it's part of the natural process of recycling physicality. It's fascinating. And there's also a lot in communication. All plants apparently connected through this mushroom biome underneath the ground even. It's pretty fascinating. At the same time, for those that are confused that it's only bad, there is great validity to immunomodulating properties of mushrooms. Energy-enhancing properties of mushrooms. I mean, we promoted the Super Mush product, and I like Dr. Ram and the Roots products that are out there. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, nor is it one all mushrooms are bad or all mushrooms are good. It's always finding out the species, the form, what is appropriate to what you need. But I agree with you, Lori, if you're getting success with the silver aloe type protocol, the things we talk about, the 100% whole food, selenium, chromium, silica, and more, including the sovereign copper from our friends at Sovereign Silver. And a lot of this you can get at choosetobehealthy.com, of course. So it's not easy for me to answer this in a short segment, but I figured it's worth tackling because there's so many of these things that come up when someone says, hey, I'm all vegetarian, I'm all vegan, and it saved my life. And then somebody says, I'm all paleo or carnivore, and it saved my life. Could both of those things be true? Yes, because we're all metabolically different individual, and our metabolism and our needs can change from within our own body over time, whether it be due to aging or other exposures environmentally. So, Super D, are you like deer in the headlight frozen with a question like that? It's like, I acknowledge there's a breakdown component to fungus, and there's a life-sustaining element to fungus. And two things can be true that seem to be in opposition like this.
Yeah, well, you know, it would be interesting to cover this in a longer segment on maybe like during the week or something like that. But
sure,
you know, yeah, I mean, anything that is good can also be bad, right? I mean, look at the bacteria and the stuff that you've got in your gut right now. As you've said before, there's things in your gut right now that if they go out of balance and out of whack, could kill you.
Yeah, that's
right.
The risk if you change your environment. But
yeah.
Different species of mushrooms have different medicinal, compounds and properties. And we utilize mushrooms at home
100%.
In various forms. And the super mush is amazing. There are teas.
I love mushrooms, dude.
Yeah.
I love mushrooms. A pizza is no good if it doesn't have mushrooms on it.
Yeah, a little fungi on the pizza.
That's right.
So, Lori, yeah, don't overanalyze it to the point of paralysis, but go with what is working. And yet there's validity in utilizing mushrooms as medicine and nutrition. In fact, silver is another constituent of mushrooms, interestingly enough. And silver is, I believe, really good medicine as a mineral if you use it right, in the bioactive form preferably. So anyway, we can follow up with that. Lori, if you have another question, send it on in to robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Please all check out the upcoming events tab. There's so much going on today after the show. In fact, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at the Giving Tree, 5 o'clock local time. You're probably too late to show up, but we also have Monday and Tuesday with Jonathan E. Moore, the U.S. senatorial candidate for Virginia in Scottsdale, Arizona. Back on Monday with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.